Welcome back to the podcast. I am your host, Emily Grace of Guide to Wholeness, and I'm so excited for this solo episode today. And I felt really called to share this as a podcast. I'm currently writing this topic as a blog, and it's so in depth that I had to make an episode and really explore it fully here, and it'll go live as a blog later this week when this comes out on my website, Guide to Wholeness. And before we dive in, you might notice that maybe my voice quality sounds a bit different, and I have for the last 4 or 5 weeks have started Invisalign treatment, so definitely took some getting used to of speaking this way, but slowly getting better. So wanted to note that. And I wanted to share today's topic on these systems that connect us from, that disconnect us from our power as women, because I recently spoke at an event that was featuring women authors, speakers, and all of our topics, interestingly enough, each of our talks, all connected to this idea of women inherently not feeling worthy enough, or comparing themselves, or having to prove themselves and try and make their way in this world like a man, and not honoring their feminine energy. And my talk specifically was about, you know, making this connection between your internal experience, your true inner self, and expressing that externally so that you can live an aligned life and a life on purpose. And I want to discuss these systems in our society that disconnect us from our power as women in today's episode. A deep topic here, and I want to also cite where I got this information, and I learned a lot of this in the School of Embodied Arts program that I was in with Jenna Ward. It's a feminine embodiment coaching certification, and I'm going to touch on these systems and relate to them in my experience and what I've seen other women experience. And also just to note that these are societal systems and conditioning that gets that disconnects us from our power. But there's also our own experiences personally that do that. And our experiences of trauma, our upbringing, or any other experiences that taught us, okay, it's not safe to be in my power, be in my body. And essentially disembodiment, which we're talking about today, is the inability to fully take up space for who you are and to fully let your inner essence, be embodied and share that with others and express that. It's when you're not able to take those actions that you want to take, say the things you want to say in the moment, you might experience that. Basically, what happens is in disembodiment, it's an incompleted stress cycle, trauma cycle. So normally we want to express our emotions fully in the moment when we experience something that threatens our safety, goes against our values, something like that. And when we don't, and a lot of women, we've been taught to do this, you know, it's not safe to speak back to a man, or if you've been in that type of situation, maybe even sexual abuse, which I will talk about, but you learn to disconnect from that power, shut down, and that unexpressed emotion in response gets stored in the body as frozen tension. And this happens, like I mentioned, individually, and then I'm going to talk about in today's episode collectively. And so we really live in a society where many people feel disconnected, feel unsure of themselves, they feel uncomfortable making decisions, and they're living out from their shoulds, what they see those around them doing, and following these unspoken rules of society, which actually live in our subconscious, and subconscious is in the body. So this will show you in this episode how important it is to become embodied, to become aware of these silent, unspoken rules operating in the background and become conscious of them and then unravel them. And I also want to share that it's when I'm talking about this, it's really from a feminine perspective, and everyone has a feminine energy inside of them. So it's the examples I'm talking about are for women, but you know, men have their feminine essence as well, and they experience this on a different level of their masculinity, but also their feminine essence, like men not being honored for expressing their emotions, for being sensitive. This is the same example. This is the same aspect of the feminine essence in everyone. And it's actually quite by design that we've been disconnected from our power as women in a patriarchal society that is now crumbling away. And as women, we are naturally powerful creators. We are intuitive, we are heart-centered, and these are qualities that are in direct opposition to a disempowering system, to the feminine. And why then, though, are so many people disconnected from their power, disconnected from themselves? There is an individual experience and a common mechanism that applies to all of them. So every single one of us feels in our bodies the way that these systems can create a dishonoring of self, an erosion of self, a diminishing of self, and a denial of your essence. And want to preface this by saying, this is not because there's something wrong with you. It's not because you are flawed or broken that you experience life this way. It's because these systems are subtle and they're in everyday living, and they've been around for generations before us. So if you're listening to this now, you are really a cycle breaker, and you are living in a time where it's possible to identify these systems and unravel from them and choose to opt out and choose to say, that's actually not how I choose to live moving forward. And disembodiment is a coping mechanism. And so it does help us survive in a moment. And the only way to heal is by naming these systems and illuminating them for us to acknowledge that it's not because our lack of worthiness that we are disembodied, and it's not a fault or defect in you as a human. It's really this epidemic on a societal level that this system is not designed to support us, to fully inhabit ourselves. And so basically when you are disembodied, you're going to feel less of a sense of safety in the body. You're going to avoid intense sensation, numbing feelings, and narrowing the spectrum of sensation. And it also discourages inhabiting your truest self in favor of another version of a mask of ourselves that could be approved by others, which isn't the real us at all. So this is really like where that people-pleasing masks come from. It's like a survival mechanism that doesn't honor the true self and denies the actualization of our essential self. So when we have these blocks in us of this frozen tension that we can't, you know, express our essence through, we can't actualize because we can't actually show up fully as ourselves and, you know, be magnetic from our unique self and express fully, because we are so conditioned and our body is essentially stuck in letting that self express. So the first system is the medicalization of the body. And I'm going to share a few examples here But childbirth is one example of medicalization of our bodies. And so is taking birth control to suppress the natural cycle for women. And there are many others, but I want to share for myself. I experienced leukemia at age 3, and its impact on me and my identity has been profound, as I talk about in my book, Wholeness Within. It was the first time in my life that I started to dissociate from my body, disconnect from it to avoid pain. And during that time, I was put into a medically induced coma to heal and to build up strength. And that also impacted my relationship with my body. It was a message of this isn't a safe place to be. And I have the scars left over from these treatments, from a central line on my chest and along my spine when I had a bone marrow transplant. And I felt for so long that these scars showed that something was wrong with me, and it kept me from having a sense of love and acceptance of myself, because the marks of my body, that something was broken and imperfect. And, you know, how I felt around my peers growing up and knowing I was different because my body wasn't as healthy as others. And so that's my own personal example. And because of this, it's really the focus in Western society. There's this focus on allopathic medication, which means giving a solution to fix with medication versus prevention and preventative care. And it's really what, like, the main core essence of this issue is the body is viewed as something to fix, a defective problem to be solved, and it undermines the sense of worth and safety we feel in our body. And I know other peers who have gone through chronic and serious illnesses like this, and it did leave them with that sense that they were different, not enough, and, you know, feeling unsafe in their bodies, that they had to go and be treated and stay in the hospital long term. It all really is connected to that sense of worth we feel, that something is wrong, needing to be fixed. And also in this setup, we tend to outsource our health to professionals, and it can create an imbalance in the power we hold over our own bodies. And I am not saying that I don't believe in Western care. It's obviously saved my life, and I'm incredibly grateful for where I was living and, you know, where I grew up in Boston, which was the best area and still is for hospitals. Especially for childhood cancer treatment. I don't believe that was a random occurrence either. You know, but however, if we only rely on this Western care, it can put us at a disadvantage when a doctor or other healthcare professional doesn't give us a solution and isn't able to cure what is creating an imbalance in us. And I'm sure you, my listener, can relate to having something going on in your body and going to the doctor and then having them tell you that, you know, we can't figure it out. We don't know what it is. And then you have to go on your own journey. So that is the disadvantage I feel like the collective is really waking up to, and seeing that it really does take a whole team, and it takes like an empowered approach from yourself to approach taking care of your body versus putting it in the hands of someone else and letting that dictate, you know, how you know your body on that level. So, questions to ask yourself if you believe that medicalization of the body is something that you experience that contributes to your own sense of disconnection to your power, disembodiment, is, you know, reflecting it on if for you modern medicine views your body as an imperfect or defective problem to be solved. And have you ever experienced an erosion of your personal safety or your sense of safety in the body with modern medicine? And has your experience of modern medicine encouraged you to enter the sensations of your body or label them as a problem to be fixed? And I think that was my biggest experience of this disconnection. It was, you know, leave your body. It's not a safe place to be. We have to put you under medication to even fix what's going on. And I learned at that age to avoid deeper sensations, to numb myself. And that, I believe, is a huge factor that led me to drinking and using that as a numbing tool and drugs. And then when I stopped doing that, you know, finding replacements until I really came to this place of a spiritual practice, an embodiment practice, and knowing it's safe to experience my body. And also coming off of the pill as well. So I wanted to really experience my cycle and let that come through. And I know that childbirth is a huge example as well of, you know, having, viewing this birthing experience as this huge, you know, dangerous, painful, awful experience that you need the doctors there and you need to do it in a hospital and they know what's better for you than you do yourself. And yet we know that there are plenty of women that choose to have home birth and to do it naturally. And so it's not saying that there's just one way of doing this, but that in and of itself is a huge way that leads to this deeper collective issue of being disconnected from our bodies and our power as women. Are you a high-achieving, heart-centered woman who's ready to experience more flow, more fulfillment, and more freedom in her life and career? I invite you to learn more about my program, Reclaim, which supports you in reclaiming your wholeness and your feminine essence to experience more alignment, fulfillment, and flow. And you've probably understood by now and listening to this podcast that there's a feminine aspect of yourself that wants to be nurtured, that wants to be embodied so that you can feel in balance and live life in a softer, more connected way. And to do that, you have to embody your self-worth and emotional empowerment so that you can move through the challenges that inevitably come up when you start walking towards a life that is soul aligned. And becoming embodied in your feminine helps you to anchor in a deep sense of faith throughout these challenging transitions, helps you to reclaim your boundaries and permission to say no, and to remove subconscious blocks and increase your ability to receive, which is a wound in the collective of the feminine. And a lot of this is embedded trauma in the body. And I use a somatic approach so that you can release these blocks in a safe way and start to listen to the wisdom of your heart and your body, which is always there and inviting you to start living from this space instead of from your head, which is, you know, the version of yourself that's anxious and in analysis paralysis is from living from your headspace. So if this sounds supportive to you, I invite you to book a free 20-minute consult with me to discover what do you need to embody to get this soul-aligned life that you desire, what needs to be released, what needs to be embodied. And this is complimentary, so we can see if this is a good match and a good support for you going forward. You can find the link in the show notes, talktoemily.com, to book your session today. And that's the last question to reflect on is, what does medicalization of our bodies teach us about power? So reflecting on those things for yourself and see if this has shown up for you. Okay. So the next system is the racialization of the body. And in our society, identity and race have an impact on how you inhabit your body. And everyone has a unique experience depending on their color of skin and their racial identity. And everyone will be impacted in how they can embrace and feel safe in their body through this lens of racial bias that exists. So we have been socialized to believe there are defects or imperfections of bodies of different colors. And racialization of the body as a cultural system contributes to this epidemic of disembodiment. And as a white woman, my experience has been living in a culture where this is the dominant identity. This is the norm. It's represented in media, in society as a whole, and I can feel generally safe in the neighborhood I'm in. I can, if I wish to, be in the company of people of my race most of the time. And I have not had to feel fear in my body when approached by law enforcement. And this cultural system erodes a sense of safety in the body. And trauma, the collective trauma, is stored in the subconscious, the body, due to this long, brutal history of enslavement and subjugation and racial profiling. So this culture of inequality and oppression impacts this frozen tension that I talked about, held in humans of every race, because everyone has played a part in this conditioning that has been alive in the undercurrents of society. And so, a question to consider and reflect on for yourself is, what have you been socialized to believe about the defects or imperfections of bodies of different colors? And does your unique experience of this system encourage you to attend to intense sensation and feelings? And what does this racialization of different bodies teach us about power? So the power inequalities, what is it saying about power of Black women, brown women, indigenous women, or white women? And, you know, it's nothing that we can ignore, because it's stored in our body. It's our generational trauma, our societal trauma. And once you really reflect on this aspect that is held within, you can see that it's something that you can witness, experience, see it there, and then process and safely release it through embodiment work. And I think that there's been, and this will be one of my next systems to dive into, but this bypassing of racialization has to do with avoiding going into that intense sensation and feelings when people say, I don't notice anything different, or I've never experienced those issues with racialization. And it's like, but you know, that there is this deeper collective experience deeper within, where inevitably you have experienced witnessing it. You know, that's the piece of the other races as well. It's like we have all witnessed this. And even if it wasn't personal, it's a system that is operating, but slowly, you know, as we each individually do our own work to become aware and to focus on healing this and focus on inclusion. And that's how we are consciously letting this go. So that is one other way of a societal system that disconnects you from your power and embodiment. And the next one is a major one that you probably also recognize, is this lie of feminine inferiority, also known as the patriarchy. And this is really focused on what women should be in relation to the male gaze or in service to men. And the idea is that women are seen as inferior to men and born to women who lived in this patriarchal society, meaning the power was or is primarily held by men. So even, you know, this is another generational piece of like, we're coming from our mothers who were alive during this patriarchal society. And there are still a lot of things to work through and make this equality happen for women, especially if you think about pay scale, things like that. And the ability to vote, loan money, start a business, or view marital rape as illegal are all women's rights that have come about within the past century. So it has been pretty recent. And it's really something that I feel like I even noticed when I was growing up. Like, it was just so clear to me, even as a kid, And I remember writing about patriarchy in my like fourth grade essay. And I just knew like, oh yeah, this is like something that's happening and that happens. Like women are not seen as equal. And I think a lot of my own healing in this has especially happened in the last 5 years. And when I had my spiritual awakening and really came to terms with my identity, what I was living for, who was I living for in 2017, 2018, I really stopped wearing makeup. I stopped dressing up. I threw out and just donated all my work clothes. And I stopped just like performing, I guess. So just wear makeup for looking good for other people just because I felt like I had to. This is also the time where I came off of birth control. And I really just started doing what I wanted to do. And I slowly came back to, you know, wanting to dress up and look my best for myself. During this period, though, I didn't wear makeup. I didn't do my hair. I didn't wear jewelry. I just wanted to like strip back and just like let go of these pressures of looking a certain way for the benefit of others. So the other way this shows up is women conditioned to be small. And I feel like this is so alive right now, this diet culture. And it's really about this idea of making women like teeny tiny, take up less space. It's symbolic of this patriarchal standard as well. While for men, it's the opposite, you know, bulking up, getting bigger, taking up more space. And so really this main idea though is like focusing on women contorting themselves to fit these rules made by the patriarchy. And I have found that this is one that is a woman's journey, I think, for their whole lives, is just validating themselves and coming to terms with their own wholeness, their own enoughness, and, you know, making sure that they are doing this from a feminine essence way. Because I also have experienced the idea of, you know, when you're working and you have a job and trying to be empowered and be equal by being viewed as a man, by acting using your masculine energy, being competitive, being loud, being controlling, and trying to, not even saying that this is like the healthy masculine. I think this is the distorted masculine of like trying to penetrate and just be part of everything and just do so much. But that's actually not equal. And that's actually like dishonoring the feminine and dishonoring yourself. And frankly, just leads to burnout, resentment. And it's just not sustainable because we're acting in direct opposition of our natural organic way of being. And so this process of coming to terms with your feminine energy is a way to become more embodied, to honor that part of yourself, and to start living from this place. So think of these questions to reflect for yourself. In what ways does your culture consider the female body as imperfect or a problem to be solved? And which identities or aspects of yourself live outside your society's definition of an acceptable woman? And where are you encouraged as a woman to embody another preferred version of yourself, which isn't the real you at all? And you might, you know, notice that this comes up in a lot of different places. It can come up in romantic partnership, relationships. It can show up at work. It can show up in friendship. It can show up in family, you know, being accepted for being the good girl. That's just another part of this. And I think a book that really opened my eyes to this was Women Who Run with the Wolves. I believe that's by Clarissa Pinkola Estes. And it really just showed me that we all have this untamed feminine wild woman essence. And I'll be having a coach actually coming up on an episode who specifically supports with this wild woman archetype. But there's really this unbridled power that actually all women embody and have in them that is very powerful. And that is why we have been, you know, conditioned to be disconnected, because it is incredibly powerful. So that's a huge one to unpack there. And I'm just really touching on this high level. And I know I am going to continue talking about this, and just, I want to express these things and share them for you so you can reflect on them for yourself of how do you see this show up for you. And the next one is capitalist economies. So you definitely have heard of this and are probably aware of this type of system, is the pursuit of money being the highest goal regardless of the means. And that can show up as cheap labor, dehumanization, exploitation, where profit is more valuable than humanity. And it is so ingrained in cultures, and it's held and remembered in the body. And I think we are also, you know, waking up to this way of living, this way of being, and seeing that it does dishonor the self, and it isn't in the highest service of our true essence, our spirit. It's in service to profit, to corporate greed. And you know, I definitely experienced this where, you know, I put needs of a company, a business that I worked at in the past above my own needs. And I did that many, many times till I finally learned, you know, that the only person that really I need to be focusing on is me, and, you know, making sure that my cup is full, my needs on a spiritual, emotional, physical, mental level are all being met first, and then I can focus on working. And that's actually when I put out my best work. So this is so ingrained in our culture and remembered in the body where it's held. So some questions to ask yourself to see how this is impacting you. The first one being, where have you ignored the needs of your body in order to work harder or produce more labor as expected? And how tightly woven is your sense of safety and your income? And who do you have to be to show up to your work? Is it the real you or a version of you? And this is a big part of the work I do with women in unraveling their identity from their work and allowing themselves to show up fully in their work. They're both one in the same. And so those are all the systems that are disconnecting women from their power, from their bodies. And I invite you to reflect on, maybe journal on how these are showing up for you, because the more awareness you can have, the more you know what you need to work on, what you'd like to release, and it's almost becoming aware of your blind spots that have been operating in the background through your body, all so that you can show up fully as yourself, and that's how you align with your purpose and your dream relationships, your dream work, your dream life is all from showing up as authentically as you as possible. So I hope this was helpful. Let me know how this landed for you in my Instagram DMs. I have been loving hearing from you there at Guide to Wholeness. And otherwise, I look forward to seeing you in next week's episodes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll talk soon.